This is CQ Roll Call's Policy Briefs, the latest in policy news from the CQ Roll Call newsroom. I'm Doug Sword. A new analysis of President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief plan is out. And that analysis says that amount of spending would cause the economy to grow pretty substantially this year. Now, the analysis is by Penn Wharton Budget Model, which is a research group out of the University of Pennsylvania. And the folks at Penn Wharton say that the $1.9 trillion in spending would help boost the economy by 0.6% this year, more than was expected. So say the economy was going to grow at 3.0%, instead it would be 3.6%. Now, that may not sound like very much, but if you look back at the 2017 tax code overhaul, that very large rewrite of the tax code, the Labor Department data shows that the economic growth the following year was 3.0% compared to 2.3%. So basically, we're talking about very similar changes in growth. However, there is a downside to this large amount of spending that the president is proposing, and that's that it's all being borrowed and would have to be paid back. And as a result of an increase in the federal debt and an increase in interest payments, Penn Wharton is saying that this plan also will cause a long-term economic drag on the economy, cutting the economic growth by 0.3% by 2040. Now, that's the overall plan, which includes a lot of other things like a $15 minimum wage and some food stamp benefits. But Penn Wharton took a separate look at the tax provisions, mainly the $1,400 tax rebate check that so many people are focused on. And what the economic researchers found was that if Americans get that $1,400 tax rebate check, they won't spend very much of it, only about $400. They'll save the rest, which is in line with what apparently was done with the previous economic impact payments. Still, when you look at all the cash provisions, and that includes not just the $1,400 tax rebate check, but also a very large increase in the child tax credit, the plan gets money into the hands of those who are less well off. And that's for everybody in that bottom 40% of income earners, according to Penn Wharton.